Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 Studios Weekend Geek Update, Smurf here in my table of brilliant yet shiny, sparkly, half-drunk companions.
You don't know my life.
Stop judging me.
I never knew it was yesterday, but hello, it's Terry.
Do it.
Oh my god.
And Tao?
Question mark?
Am I here?
Am I here? I figured the hangover would have lasted at least 2 days.
Do it. Well, I don't even get hangovers, actually. It's just I call them observant days.
Observant days. Okay.
Because I don't get, like, the weird, like, can't see light. But I just kind of like to, like, sit there and just people watch all day.
So this is like after consuming massive amounts of alcohol, you just want to sit there and observe.
If, like, three beers is a massive amount, then yes.
To me, that is.
Yeah, but you're a little Asian girl. That doesn't count.
I can't drink a lot. My tolerance is terrible, and yeah. I also turn bright red, so...
I don't even know my tolerance because I don't drink.
Yeah, this one does not
drink. I'm going to have liver problems.
It's good.
Well, a designated driver is never a bad thing.
Yep.
Trust me. And, I'll just keep it at that.
Someone needs to drive you.
Yes. Well, that's kind of Red's job now after what happened. So it has come down. Tomorrow is the big day for me.
Oh, we
get to see the video of the altercation. The lawyer has been in touch already. Because the lawyer is like, can I look at the video before you see it?
You had me so scared. I thought Armageddon was going to happen. I'm like, yes, oh my God, I'm so ready for this.
I'm
and
ready.
Then it was just that. I was like, oh.
Right.
No, it's just
sorry.
Another day in the life of Dan.
See, I got so excited because literally thought Armageddon. And then,
no.
You disappointed me.
Sorry.
Let me down.
The lawyer watched it. They watched it for the simple reason that they didn't want to laugh in front of everybody when they finally watched it. So they're like, well, the first two is obvious self-defense. The other one you're going to have to see. I'll wait for you to get here. But I do, off the record, this is the funniest fucking shit I have ever seen.
That is great.
Because you pulled the guy into your car?
Well, just the whole situation from what they said.
Because you got all the recordings back.
Yeah.
And just watching.
The video showed up.
Is it clear?
I don't know. But
I want to watch them.
I want to watch them, too. I'll get to see them tomorrow.
I'd make sure that show went viral, to be honest.
I would like to. I don't know how, because I'm even pushing for it myself, because I'm like, I want to put this on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd have to give these jackasses any kind of permission to do that, because they're on it, and I don't know the legal.
But they're in a public setting.
Yeah. But the tapes technically are owned by the station.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair.
So and they have to subpoena it to get it. So I don't know. It's and it'll be entered in for public record potentially, depending upon how tomorrow goes about the lawyer shit.
Well, it's like you've seen all the surveillance stuff of people that go into convenience stores with duct tape wrapped around their head, and that shit goes everywhere.
Once it hits the net, yes.
Yes.
So all I have to do is figure out a way to
just
anonymously get that onto the net.
And then it's free game.
And then it's open territory.
4chan at its finest.
So out of this, Red has decided that I cannot drive and I have lost decision-making privileges.
Taking control.
That's fair.
Pretty much.
She's I thought she was here.
That's what, well, she's going to be helping more on the podcast side of it when we do remotes because you guys are busy, so we can't have everybody stationary, so I need help. So while you guys are doing cosplay stuff and there's panels and all that stuff going on, I need an extra set of hands. So Red is our Walking Dead expert, so she's going to assist me. but I have to show her how to do this. And it helps because she has the Cardis, and I have a Toyota. Oh, my God. All of my shit fit in there, and then some for Starfest. And I'm like, this is absolutely amazing.
Who would have guessed? Space and cars?
Yes. Ah. A car with room.
So, this exists.
This exists. So, yes. Red is part of the mobile team. Anyway.
Smurf's birthday last week.
Smurf's birthday was last week.
Right after our other podcast, and didn't even let anybody know that somebody's birthday was the happy next day. Birthday. And so I'll bring it up today as a happy late birthday and stuff.
Thank
on
you.
The air.
I don't. It's another day. And I want to say thank you to everyone who wished me a happy birthday. I got on Facebook and I had like over, I think the last count I saw was almost like 200 people wish me a happy birthday. Oh, wow. So I was like, oh, like, you know, my friends, my family, and I'm like, oh, and I didn't think anyone loves me. And I'm just like, see that? I know. Yeah. Ooh, boobie.
Ooh. You grab a boob.
A little
when you're
man boob.
Hey, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? You're not happy when you grab, well, I think butt
well,
for you.
I'm a butt person.
Yeah, you're like, boob, boob.
Yeah, I grabbed a butt yesterday.
And I liked it.
It was a former coworker. She was okay with it. She's okay with it.
Well, you know, it's
that's
not.
Fine.
She said thank you.
In the
oh
course,
wow!
So.
Okay. Well, she said thank you. Congratulations. Yeah. Did you get a little like?
No.
Just a little
turkey in there.
Yeah.
No. Just a small pinch.
Just a little goosey.
The pincher.
Yeah. I was just like, sorry, I had to grab your butt. And she's like, thank you.
Accepted.
It means so much to me.
But I just did the dinner thing, and I saved it for Starfest anyway. I drank.
That's what I was about to say. Is Starfest.
Did you go into a coma?
No. Aww. I did drink an entire box wine by myself.
During Starfest?
I'm not surprised. I'm like trying to be surprised. I can't. It's not coming to my face.
No.
Can't do it. I'm sorry.
The Asian blush.
Hey, but I've
no,
been...
No, no,
I've been
like, I'm totally fake. You can tell it's fake.
But I did stay at the hotel. I didn't drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. I've been sober for... Sobriety sucks. I've been sober for months.
Yeah.
So this was a nice little
drink
change. You know, it's my birthday. And I got a hotel room.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. I was responsible. I didn't go out partying with everybody else. I stayed in the hotel, which was...
At the other one,
yeah.
Too. Not at the Marriott.
No, not the Marriott. The Marriott! Okay, so Starfest was this weekend. And it's a remodeled hotel, and they wiped out all the balconies. Did you like it without the balconies? I did not like the bar.
Okay, so, like, when I went in there on Friday night as Darth Maul, I was, like, walking in there just like, oh, I know this place. This is my ground. And I walk in there, I'm like, wait, where the fuck am I? Like, the entire time walking in there. And then I was looking at, like, people over here. I was like, I don't even know who these people are in here. Like, what?
It was weird.
Time.
It felt sterile. It felt weird. It felt like...
It was
friendly
mini
anti-loungy.
It was like mini airport.
It was.
Wait, mini like how did they remove the balconies?
The balconies are gone.
Big windows in there.
Yes.
That you can awkwardly stare at people down below.
I don't want to stare at people.
And you can't even, it's not even like suicide windows at all either. Mm-mm. So they're like playing out like stuck in there. Can't
yeah, there's
even,
no
like,
coming out of it.
Open it, yell at people downstairs, nothing. Sad.
Very
sad.
And then... The bar, which is where the open area used to be, is horrible. There's no pub tables. They've got this family bench style seating, which drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And it's bright. It's obnoxious. The food was overpriced.
Really hipstery looking.
Oh, it's horribly
like how it was kind of classy looking when it was kind of put right towards the windows. And
yeah.
It was a really cool setup. And now they have it like... As soon as you go in like the main entryway where you do like registration, but they moved... everything. So right next door to the first elevators versus the tower elevators.
Uh-huh.
And so they set it up right in the smack dab middle. So you're kind of going in like this square around it versus just straight through.
Wait.
And we're just like, what?
Yeah.
This looks like a disaster.
It basically is.
It was.
Yeah.
It's like I'm like mapping it out in my head because I remember how the building is.
Yeah.
But
and
like,
you know, you're able to kind of like kind of go... a little bit straight through,
like so, like the where the artist alley
is,
like artist alley kind of.
Yeah,
I'm trying to.
Artist alley is where the bar place is now.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Wish I knew.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, our
I'm
heads
okay
did the same
that.
Thing.
Hurt.
Our heads did hurt. The same thing, just like. So yeah, it was fine.
I'm like uncomfortable.
Yeah, the only things that like stayed the same were the panels to the back left area of the atrium, and then the main event area is just the same.
Yeah.
But everything else is just like wonky, and they put a Starbucks in there, which is cool. And then
I thought the Starbucks was always in there.
Well, they kind of moved the Starbucks because they took that all out. They put in another meeting room, another longer hallway for the bathroom back there. Yeah. And it's like a cupboard too. I mean, I don't know.
It's weird. It's a weird set. Like as soon as I walked in there from the Hilton to like across the street to the Marriott, going in that direction felt like a mini airport. The entire time walking in there because I had the convenience stores on the side, the Starbucks on the side. And I'm just like, should I be having like a suitcase with me? Because I kind of feel like I should, but meh.
No, because like I'm
like somewhere open, but that's about it.
It was interesting.
My brain's not calculating. It's like, no, this is wrong.
Yeah. But they weren't as Nazi-ish this year as some
years
previous
prior.
Years that they had.
So, I mean, all in all, it's a give and take thing. The Ghostbusters and I were in the hall, and then I was over at Comic Fest doing the podcasting thing. And it was interesting. And then I got to get out there and try and shake my pack off, and yeah, it didn't happen. The one thing I'm going to miss about the old bar is I don't see the celebrities coming and hanging out like they used to.
It's not as inviting over there.
I sat one night doing shots with Michael Dorn, the guy that played Worf from Star Trek. Mm-hmm. That was a great freaking night. I freaking was, bah! That was great. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening now. It's just, no.
No.
Although Walter Koenig, the guy who played Chekhov, he was out there kind of trying to shimmy. He ended up having dinner with Brett Smith, not our Brett.
Okay,
one of my Bretts. One of my Bretts.
There's too many.
There are too many Bretts. So Brett and Janie had dinner with Walter Koenig. He just sat there and he ate with them, and then they went over to the over in the lobby where we were hanging out. At least, you saw me when you were walking through all vinyled and lubed.
I got
slimed. By Tara,
oh, God.
In my Ghostbuster suit, and I wasn't expecting
it. There was a warning,
and then I was like, "Oh, I can see why that warning was there." Because I was like, "You're just shiny.
And you're fine. You just look shiny now."
And then I'm like, "Whoa, that's like
seal.
Sticking my hand."
Seal.
Tara could have like done the slip and slide on her own. Just got a running start and slid down the lobby.
Oh,
it was
God.
Awesome.
Easily.
So yeah, I give her a big hug, but like right behind me when you hugged me, mm-hmm. Walter was already sitting there.
Oh wow, okay.
Well, so he was like sitting right there in the corner in the lobby. But it was, all in all, it was a good Starfest. Same old. Talked to some Muppets, talked to some puppets, and talked to some idiots.
There was a lot of puppets and Muppets.
Yeah, there were.
There were.
The
I was trying to make sure I was at the right convention half the time.
The team that won the Jim Henson Challenge for the Dark Crystal were there with their Sketsky and the new puppets that they unveiled and the Dark Crystal stuff. So it was actually kind of fun.
That's cool.
All in all, decent Starfest, and I want to build a puppet.
Do it.
And I will do
it.
Do it.
I said it in the nerd
voice. Why are you all pointing at me?
We all looked at you.
Yeah, I know. We were waiting for you. There's your cue.
Do it. Just point and do it.
So, moving on to real world news. If you have any other questions or stuff about Starfest, be sure to check the page. We will have more pictures coming up. Thanks to Esteban, who is filling in as our guest photographer for the weekend, and more podcasts to come. While we were away, though, Target has decided to introduce Mario Kart racetracks.
Someone has to push me.
I'm stealing one of these freaking carts. I don't care.
Yeah, they're going to have like a loss and prevention area now for their carts. They're going to like put tags on that shit so people can't leave with them.
I believe it. The cart looks like...
I would put in my minivan if I had one.
Hell yeah. I'd be minivan. I'm going to run as fast as I can down the street.
You just got to make sure that you like can unlock it because it locks when you're in a really far range. I pulled a Rick where I'm stuttering.
What?
Like, some of the cart, like with the carts and stuff like that, they have a mechanism so that when you're at a far distance,
there's
like
a
far radius,
boot at the bottom for a magnet.
Yeah, so like when you're at a a certain distance and stuff like away from the building, it locks. So you could always tinker with that.
I can tinker with that. I got an idea of how it works.
Dark magic is that.
So if you take
some bullshit,
a big, huge, take a magnet, for example. Like something on the back of a subwoofer, like a big subwoofer magnet, and you just demagnetize that thing. Boom.
Do it.
Do it.
I think it's just going to be do it. Just do it.
Just do it. Do it. I want one, and I want. I don't know if I want the Luigi cart, but I definitely. If there's a King Koopa, if there's a Koopa one, I'm going for that one. I want a Princess Peach, of course. I actually want to get in the cart and just have somebody push me around. I know that is a death sentence waiting to happen.
I was like, I just asked somebody to push me.
So much trouble.
This is probably Target's worst idea yet.
Yep.
Yeah, because I want to sit in the car and someone has to push me.
Simultaneously, their best and worst.
That actually reminds me, Dylan and I were having a conversation about all these places are being meebsters, being little...
So
it was actually really interesting, too,
I was talking about just, I've noticed, like, the way that companies have started advertising, just like all companies
Arby's,
across the board have turned into meebsters.
Yes.
And it's because Arby's did it right, and then Wendy's started trying to do it on their social media stuff and then turned into a meme in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But now all companies are just kind of advertising stuff, doing random bullshit because they
think it's working.
They
it's
think like the that that's what Arby's and stuff like that is doing, but they don't grasp the formula of making a meme. They're just being weird.
What? I think it's kind of like when your parents or your sister
took the words
to use,
right out of my mouth.
Like try to use a meme. They're like, oh, do you know what a meme is? You're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, right.
Or when your parents try to use the hip lingo. Yeah, you know.
See you later, Dad. YOLO.
YOLO?
No.
No, Dad.
No.
As sad as it is, my sister who's 30 was like talking about memes. I'm like, don't talk memes to me. Like, I don't even know you anymore.
Have
just
you
leave.
Seen the SpongeGar meme? It's like, oh my god.
Let's not.
I felt so uncomfortable. It's just kind of like a no, dude. You're making me cringe.
Cash Me Outside is so funny.
Like, yeah.
Like
stop.
That's a great
don't say
time.
That again, Mom.
Like
and
fucking
Dad.
Progressive is a great example of that.
Oh,
Progressive
god.
Is a fantastic
I'm
example
just
of just doing weird shit because they think that's
they think
oh,
that's the hit.
That's what. It
well, and I don't like the new Geico ad with Guardians because that just pisses me off. Yeah, I saw that this weekend, and that just kind of annoyed me. But Progressive is just mental.
I mean, it's Progressive.
It's fucking mental.
Yeah, you're fucking mental.
Isn't it fucking mental?
I don't. Flo is. I just wish Progressive would just stick with a theme.
See, Flow was great.
Yes.
Flow was fucking hilarious.
Yes.
But now they've turned into, like, robot chicken animation and the talking box, and it's just fucking weird.
Well, they even took a page from, like, ADT, where, you know, you have Vic Rames sitting out front, ADT. And instead, now you have Flo and that idiot sidekick of hers trying to, like, go up to houses. Hey, your claim came through. And they're, like, doing house repair while everyone is sleeping, licking like they're
I saw that.
In.
Yeah.
I remember.
And I'm all like, oh, my God. Seriously? No.
No.
See, again, like, no. Like, Flo is great because Flo was original. Like,
yes. Like the Verizon
Flo
guy.
Flo was fucking iconic.
I'm sorry, the Sprint guy.
Yeah, the now Sprint guy. Like Jared. Oops.
Oops, sorry.
Too soon.
Oh, gosh.
The funny thing, I don't even know if this is Target's fault. I mean, this is to coincide with the release of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch that is happening this week. It might not be all of their fault, but at some point, can't you just say no? Arby's has got to be laughing their ass off about all of this.
Oh.
Because they started
this.
Let's
rolling.
Face it.
Oh,
they
yeah.
did this.
And they and
Have
they,
you
and
seen
they know how
Arby's
to work
Facebook
it.
Page?
Yeah.
Not recently.
It's crazy.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. That's all needs to be said.
Holy damn it.
Holy shit.
I have no other words, but holy shit.
I thought you were going to follow it up with something, but you just stopped. You just stopped
like,
talking.
Yep.
Let me go to Arby's Facebook page real quick.
And
oh see,
boy.
Real quick, and
see,
I'll pick out a random one.
We've talked about the Arby's and how successful they've been about it, and I love that they just keep going.
Because
and
they're doing it correctly.
Yes.
They're actual memes.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure it's also, there are younger people doing the social media,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It makes more sense. I feel like with
Arby's
the other
is
companies,
probably actually hired hipsters
yeah, well,
versus the other company
who are like
who's
adults
got a 40-year-old
yeah.
trying to be a hipster.
They have a goddamn Gundam meme.
Yes, I saw that.
We have Euros.
I had one the
oh,
other day.
Geez.
And they all of these memes have revitalized my flavor for Arby's. I missed the 5 for $5. I'll tell you that right now. But that was like an age ago.
One whole age.
Holy damn it.
I want to see.
It's Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That's I so saw that.
Great.
That was amazing.
That is fan-fucking-tastic.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sun. Yeah! See? Successful meme.
Because it's an actual meme.
Yes.
A meme follows a formula.
Wait.
But when you just do weird
isn't
random
isn't that Dark Souls?
When you just do
no,
weird
that's
random
the, that's
shit.
King what Arthur out of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It's just weird
are you sure
shit.
That's not Dark Souls? Because I'm pretty sure that's
organized.
Dark Souls.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think I have to turn in my geek card on
I am,
this one.
I'm going to. I'm turning it on.
Turn it in. Okay. The gauntlet has been thrown. It's just a flash.
I did see a
guy running around Starfest as the Black Knight.
With
no arm.
With no arm. He had ribbons coming for blood off of his arm. He had the helmet and everything.
It's a flesh wound.
I still want to be Tim the Enchanter.
Yes.
I get why best you're thinking that it's Dark Souls because it's reminding me of the.
Where is he? I can't freaking remember his name.
I saw the Spider-Man
oh,
doing
Mug,
that, too, at
yeah,
Starfest.
Solaire yeah, is his name. That's what it was.
Greek.
Yeah, that's King Arthur.
No.
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 I'm telling you.
It's
see, like, this is...
That's
a bunch of Arby's pictures going around.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't it suck that this is limited
media? It's
Solaire.
Yeah.
We could be showing Arby's.
I looked
memes.
At it.
Cameras.
It's Solaire from Dark Souls.
No.
Yes, because the sun is on his chest.
It's the same sun that's on King Arthur's chest from
but then it's
the Holy Grail.
They just say praise the sun.
That's what he does.
Okay.
If you need help in the Ring City, we know who we're going to call.
Dark Souls.
All right, so it's Dark Souls.
It's the Ring City from Dark Souls.
Huh?
It looks
the
like Monty
City from Dark Souls.
It's better with Monty
so, yes.
Python.
Because it says, "We know who we're gonna call."
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
It's just like seems to be like a fancier sun, and one the other one is like a typical like UK bullshit sun.
Yeah, Ring City is in Dark
UK
Souls.
Bullshit.
See, the thing is that I'm
fucking mental.
Fucking mental.
It's so bad because I can't remember because I was so blinded by rage. Because Dark Souls frustrates the fuck out of me.
Yeah, never played.
Screw you, Dark Souls.
Yeah, this is Ring City.
Okay.
Yep, that's
oh,
kind of
okay, so
it
is a Dark Souls meme.
So it's a Dark Souls meme?
Fight me.
That's even more fucking vague.
That is. That is. That's a stretch.
I know.
Wow. You
should have a way
okay.
to
because I looked
Holy
at it,
Grail
I was like, wait a minute. That is not
and
is, Dark
and
Souls.
And again with the Gundam, like.
Yeah.
God bless.
They're pulling.
That's a very limited target audience.
Pulling their shit out. All right. Well, we'll keep you up to date as the war of memes is begun with the fast food places.
Everyone's going
just,
to lose.
I made sure I got a lot of popcorn in my cupboards and just
sit back.
There are, the
no
there are no winners in this.
We're the winners.
Just victims.
We're the winners.
The consumer is the winner.
Lots of victims.
Finally.
I'm enjoying this war.
With diabetes.
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 Sorry. I went immediately to nerd voice. I'm sorry.
Because of my diabetes.
It just slips, you know? Sometimes people just sound like this to me. Small children, nerd virgins.
Nerd virgins.
Nerd virgins. Weebs.
Careful,
weebs.
Tal.
Weebs. Mouth breathers.
Tal, this is a geek podcast.
I'm talking about myself?
No.
I can say this
right,
am one.
I think we broke
okay.
Tal for a few minutes. So while Tal recovers.
Tal's in timeout right now.
She is in timeout. We have come to find out that the truth is out there still. And the X-Files can't find it for shit. In fact, they can't find it. They're going to come back for 10 more episodes to see if they can find it.
I like how you put in the article still.
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 Still. The truth is out there still. They
and
just can't find
asshole.
It.
Come on.
And then there's this asshole over here. Look at David Duchovny's face in this picture. Does he just not look absolutely annoyed with his station in life.
He was fucking thrilled to be there.
Why am I here? Why am I here?
I mean, Gillian Anderson, God love her, she looks hot, but... I mean, Californication forever will wreck David Duchovny for me in any other roles. Because that is just freaking awesome. Yeah. Evidently, from last year's resurrection of the show, an average of 16 million viewers tuned in. So, Fox has announced another 10 new episode season. Everybody is returning for season 11. David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson, and creator Chris Carter.
I'm just imagining it's like, tease it, tease it.
Tease
just
it.
10. Just 10, guys. Just 10.
Not even like 12 or 15.
We don't want to push it too far.
Don't drop the hammer.
We just got to tease it.
Still too soon.
Tease.
Do we care?
I don't. Who the fuck was it that... Oh, I think my buddy Michael tried to get me to watch X-Files, and I fell asleep.
It's just, you know, so relaxing, because nothing really ever tends to happen.
Nothing really happens.
Nothing really happens. Nothing ever gets resolved.
It's so vague that it's just like, we can't prove it didn't happen.
It's like DCC in their costume.
It's like the Bible.
Too soon?
Too soon?
It's been 2,000 years, guys.
Get over
still
it.
Too soon.
Still too soon.
It's always too soon.
There's part of me that I think some things are best left
to
completed,
die?
To die, done.
Like Supernatural.
To be buried.
Screams. Screams.
They are never going to let that out of their cold dead hand, even. I mean, that Supernatural somehow will continue to live. The guys are great. They're funnier than hell.
They'll be on life support before they're dead. Like all the actors will be on life support, and they'll still be making Supernatural with them on life support.
Oh, here comes the devil again.
Ah, yes.
Still wheeling them around in a bed.
Another Satan episode.
Satan's distant cousin.
What haven't they tackled this point?
I don't know. They found
God's fucking sister.
Yeah, they found God, God's sister, Lucifer, the whole family came out for this last season.
So tired.
Rowena still exists for some godforsaken fucking reason.
No idea. The only one I give a shit about is Crowley, just because he's funnier than hell. I want to see him do stand up. I want to see that man just do some stand up.
Have
Crowley just.
Name?
I always forget it.
He's in like.
He was in Doctor Who.
Yes.
He's done tons and tons of stuff. But I want to see him. I just want to see him do some stand up. Because I think that would just be hilarious. So, we'll see whatever comes out of Fox for X-Files. Maybe we'll like
it. It just sounds overdated with you just saying the X-Files.
Doesn't it?
Yes. Because it is. It's outdated.
It is.
It needs, like, maybe, like,
it should be
X-2 files
Z,
now.
Z-Files?
Z-Files?
Oh, no. That would be zombies. Maybe why?
Hey, you
why
know,
files?
Why not?
Why files?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not files?
Why are we still doing this files?
Because that's the look on David Duchovny's face.
Yeah, why?
Also, speaking of shockers, speaking of gods, American Gods has actually done their press junket and have released the first four episodes. The first one is going to be The Bone Orchard.
Sweet.
And holy freaking hell. The adaptation of Neil Gaiman's American Gods airs Sunday, April 30th. The credits I put on your guys' notes is chilling. I mean, this kind of reminds me of Carnival of the Dead and shit.
Oh,
it is just, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
They did a lot of different episodes, and there's a lot of spoilers, which we're not going to ruin for you tonight. But the one that I wanted to talk to about was the scene that we see of, which is Callie. And evidently, this is the intense sex scene where she's, like, having sex with this guy, but she ends up eating him with her vagina in the book. She sucks him in. Just
vagina dentata.
That's Callie. I mean,
And this is.
Sounds like some weird Japanese thing.
It does.
Vagina dentata. Yeah, it's everywhere in the Asian culture. They even have shrines that you go through of just vag teeth.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one where they have like the phallus festival and stuff like that. Totally remember that.
So a lot of people are praising this because not only is the female actress playing this is a black woman, but also it's a both an intense sexual scene and she stays in control, just basically just owns this dude from go to no-go.
Go to no-go.
On your way.
You know, honestly, overall I'm very interested in this just because I'm a huge...
The aesthetic is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, we're actually watching the video right now because the intro is awesome, but overall for knowing Neil Gaiman and being a huge fan of Neil Gaiman, I'm still like an Endless Family just weeb, I guess, in that factual way of... I want to... You know, they keep on saying how Dream's going to be involved with this, and so I'm interested on how that will come out, too, with bringing Dream in from the Endless Family of a whole nother series of gods. So at least with this, you know, kind of seeing some of the trailers and stuff that they have done, I've kind of been like, about it a little bit, just because I don't exactly know how they're going to do it, but I'm pretty sure Neil Gaiman's like right there.
Well, there's
sure
a picture of him
done
with the director and all of that.
Yeah,
so
he's a little bit of a control freak. So
just a bit.
The world needs more Kubricks.
Yes
they do.
Agreed.
The one premiere picture that kills me is you have the bison, or I guess a super-sized goat next to a Lincoln.
Super-sized goat.
Or a Cadillac. I don't know if that's a Cadillac or looks like a Cadillac.
It's an Impala.
Okay, an Impala. Facing off, so
no,
you've got the
really.
The
I
gods of old
joke.
Versus the gods of new, the highway god. So I really am looking forward to...
Sammy, is that a fucking bison?
Oh, what might I call you?
No, Dean, actually, that's a buffalo.
I'm just really excited, like, in general with the cinematography of this, though. Because Neil Gaiman, especially, is very much of the obscure, abstract art style.
Very.
So, with even just seeing the intro to that, it'd be
the
cool.
Intro is very intense, very, very artsy.
Very vague, very, like, just...
It's kind of like American Horror Story. The first couple seasons of American Horror Story, where you got all these disjointed images and the weird...
Kind of like
it was so creepy, but
yeah,
I loved
a little
it.
Bit,
Color-wise, it looked almost identical
very
to Suicide Squad.
So we'll see what happens. Also, in weird, twisted movie news, Keira Knightley is actually returning to Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, okay, this is what really twisted my nugget on this.
Sorry, Tal is not pleased.
It's dead. It's dead.
It
just
is dead.
Let it go.
And I thought the two kids that they had coming in looked exactly like Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley to kind of like revitalize it. But now we find out in the new trailer that got released that Keira Knightley is actually coming back as Elizabeth Swann.
What is she going to do? Be like, hey, I'm back. Hi,
here I
guys.
Am.
I just, please lay it to rest. Lay it to rest.
Well, I'm hoping they do. I mean, not that Keira Knightley's so horrible on the eyes or anything.
No, never. But like, at the same time, this franchise, just let it die. Pirates are over. It's like the vampire stage.
Yeah.
That year is over.
It's like Supernatural.
Like Supernatural.
Just like aggressively.
Well,
like,
actually, you know what? Supernatural's going to get on the boat with pirates and sail off into the sunset.
Please, just let
Except
it die.
It's not.
It's like not. Shrek.
It's like Shrek.
Shrek at least
going.
Ended.
Yeah, but it kept going when it didn't need to. And
yeah,
it
there
just,
didn't need to be
it was
one.
Awful.
Yes. Third one was horrible.
Let it die. Just
I was just suffering through the entirety of
two.
It all.
I mean, considering...
Two wasn't bad in the grand scheme of things.
But did it need to exist?
They didn't need to, but by how much sales
pleaser.
That they did, they were like, well, obviously we have to at least make one more. Then that
I mean, the
did
second
well.
One
obviously
wasn't bad.
Make one
second
more
one
again.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, the
so
third one was... When they should have stopped, but they just kept going.
So in that regard,
so many Shrek memes.
Do we think? Do we think that Despicable Me 3 is going to be
God.
Any good?
Let it die.
Despicable Me needed to stop three movies ago.
I think it's a perfect example of just Shrek entirely because
I think
the
like
second one
movie,
was
right?
okay.
The second one
was
okay
because it's.
But then the third one,
the
I'm
first
counting,
one didn't need to exist.
No,
is what I'm saying.
I was counting Minions as one of the ones too.
No, the Minions
My bad.
Need to die. Burn all of them.
Burn.
Minions are worse than Ewoks. And Ewoks are
just
fucking awful.
Maybe they have a kicking game for Minions.
Yes.
Oh, if there's
Ewoks.
A kicking game for Minions.
We'll see which one is easier to punt, Ewoks or Minions.
You get extra points if you can knock the goggles off of of the Minion.
Poor little Minions.
You can knock the scarf off the Ewoks.
That's right. Which comes off easier.
I just let it die, please. It was
Which
like
one?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
All
like,
of
I mean, I do not have, like, you know, not to offend, like, the Supernaturals, but it's dead. Pirates of the Caribbean, it's dead. Just let it die.
No, I don't think Disney will... that's the problem with Disney. Once that horse is dead, they just keep resurrecting it and just marching that thing to the apocalypse.
They just cut off its head and they, you know, seal it up to make sure that they can come alive all the time.
Disney is a cancer of a company.
Oh, yes. I mean, now they're just going to resurrect all their old cartoons into live action.
Like, they have...
They resurrected Star Wars.
Yeah.
For all its faults, yeah.
And oranges.
I hope the movies are oranges, worth it, live action. But, like, I'm guessing they're running out of ideas. I mean, I still need to see Moana. I heard that was good. Kendra kind of gave me shit for that, for not watching
Moana
it.
Moana is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's a nice new kind of fresh take on...
It's very... Is it Aboriginals or is it like the Maori people? Like what? Where is it? Is it New Zealand or Australia? That's all I'm going to ask.
I thought they're Polynesian. I thought they're Hawaiian.
Hawaiian.
I thought they were closer. Well, I was thinking they were more Maori because of their tattoos, but they also mentioned doing the haka, which is a Maori dance. Mm. So like that's why I was thinking that it was more directed towards like New Zealand.
It's based in Hawaii.
Is it? Okay. That's all you needed to know, because when they did the haka dance...
I have a me question myself, and I was pretty damn sure it was based in Hawaii when I was watching it. So
I'm just going to Google it just to be sure, because I'm curious.
Google.
Now there have been doubts left forth.
And we have these little devices in our hands.
Mini computers.
What the fuck is this?
Holy damn it!
Just like start screaming. I'm only curious because you could be right. I'm just unsure because they did mention a haka.
Because it wouldn't really make sense if they did somebody in New Zealand that is very Hawaiian looking because they like to make sure those stereotypes are hit correctly.
Yeah. They like to properly exploit the stereotypes.
I only was curious. I was only curious, man.
Speaking of stereotypes, Chris Evans is going to read a superhero bedtime story to British kids on TV next month.
Oh, no, you're right. It's in Maui. Oh, it is Polynesian. I didn't know they did Hawkeyes as well. That's interesting. I'm going to read up on this because that's interesting.
Read up on that.
Fucking Kyle.
So, while you're reading up on that, we'll tell you about Captain America, who's going to be reading a bedtime story to
it's
children.
So cute. I read that. I was like, that's so adorable. I need to watch this.
I mean, Chris Evans has got to be like America's new hero. I mean, he really does.
Have you seen that man smile? Could light up freaking all of Asia.
All of Asia?
All of Asia.
That's a big bill.
Bright. Okay. It's a really like cute smile. I don't know how to describe it, but it's like it's really. Like, it's one of those smiles that you look at, and then you know it's going to be a good day.
Right. So, this actually is in a long run of... actually, other stars have done this. Tom Hardy, Aisha Fisher... David Tennant, actually. I don't know who Tim Peake is. Oh, Warwick Davis. Warwick Davis, that's the little midget guy from Willow. And
they call
Wicked.
Him Tim?
They call him Tim.
Sorry.
And even Robert Downey Jr. has read to the children before. And David
read
Hasselhoff.
To the children.
Oh, snap.
David Hasselhoff.
David Tasselhoff. He's going to be reading Even Superheroes Have Bad Days to help children cope with uneasy feelings and feeling insecure about issues and stuff like that.
That's kind of fitting because... Chris Evans has anxiety.
He does.
Yeah.
So I think that's really fitting for, like, you know, the fact that he also deals with that himself.
No, and it's, you know what, I think it speaks quite a lot to the character of the person himself, not just him going out, because, I mean, he's done a lot of fundraising between him Chris Pratt and
so
even Samuel Jackson getting in on the action and Robert Downey Jr. I mean, they've done a lot for kids, given the ability after, you know, the success of all the movies. So just to see him kind of do this when they don't have to is it's admirable. I applaud that.
He's like a precious cinnamon bun that needs to be protected.
Do you want to melt your butter all over him?
What? Oh. That just made me think of Mean Girls when he's like, has anyone buttered your muffin? Would you like someone, would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin?
You are so
butter
wrong.
Your muffin.
Yeah, it was
that
Mean
sounds
Girls.
Like something the culling announcer would say. Yeah. Butter your muffin. Butter my muffin.
I think
grab my package.
I don't think I've ever. I don't think I've ever tasted buttered muffin before.
You've never tasted a buttered muffin.
I don't think it's necessary.
I think what? You need to try it at least what? Once just so you can get the experience to know if that is what you truly think.
Yes.
Someone has to butter my muffin.
Somebody needs to butter your goddamn muffin.
Oh, my God. Do you realize how many emails I'm going to get now? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Tao is looking for the appropriate person to butter her muffin. If you'd like to fill out an application or have a chance of taking to the left or right side of that muffin.
You can't be an Ewok.
Or a minion. Please, please subscribe below.
Oh, God. I don't mind if you're into Supernatural. If you're trying to force me into that, then we have a problem.
Well, if they're chasing you around with the jaunty dagger trying to spread Cool Whip or, you know...
Throw the can at their face. How dare you, good sir?
How dare you, sir? Good day.
I said good day.
This actually came up between you and I today.
Yeah, it's
speaking of Captain America, this girl's into what's been going on in the Marvel Universe, and we talked about it before with Captain America being a Nazi.
Funny.
And Hail Hydra. But this is funny. People are adding Nick Spencer disclaimers to their Captain America t-shirts. And it's basically saying, fuck Nick Spencer. I apologize. That was brutal. Let me tone that down a little bit for you. Fuck Nick Spencer.
No. Fuck. It's fuck Dick Spencer. Just kidding. Just like very Dick Spencer.
Dick Spencer. Nick has single-handedly brought Captain America to his all-time lowest point of his career, I think. And this is... Nice. I mean, they've even removed the super soldier serum from his body.
What?
They had a storyline where he was trying to be drug-free, so he decided to remove the super soldier serum from his body in one of the story arcs.
Skinny Steve Rogers.
Well, he didn't immediately go back, but he still stayed buff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have, like, the stamina or the strength and all of that.
So
he still has
back.
Mass.
I mean, because he had a lot of medical problems, so did that just come back?
Eventually it did. And he ended up getting the serum shot back in him. Huh?
That's kind of a plot hole, though, because, like, Captain America's not a superhuman. He's a perfect human.
He's a perfect human.
He's the epitome of physical perfection. There's really not technically anything special about him.
No.
He's just...
The height of human...
Exactly.
Peak humanness.
Peak humanness. As far as 1940s standards.
Yes. What are you twitching about over there?
The thing that I sent you, because when I was like, I read an article about Secret Empire and stuff like that. It just like was really like... kind of like nose pinching, like God damn it, really? Because what the article had said that I sent Smurf earlier was, as we're to understand it now, in the true history, quote unquote true history of the Marvel Universe, the Allies actually lost World War II. The only reason no one remembers this is because the Allies used a cosmic cube to change reality, warping it into a false history where they won. So I'm just like...
Which doesn't work, because that's not how the cosmic cube works.
What the freaking... Like, I was just like, okay,
what
so...
What did you just say, man?
Yeah, so it's all like, they use the cosmic... The cosmic cube
exactly
for, like...
To fix it. But that isn't how the cosmic cube works.
Because, like, they used it because he was actually a sleeper agent? I can't remember what it said, but, like,
it's
I was...
rubbish.
It was absolute... It was rubbish. Like, I was reading this, I'm like, I can't...
Bunch of cabbages.
Muff cabbage.
Here's what Nick Spencer should have done. Should have made an AU where the fucking Germans won the Second World War, and then he could have done all this shit. Nobody would have an issue with it.
But
the problem is you can't be like, oh, they won all along and y'all were fooled. Like, that's what people are mad about. Because it doesn't make sense.
It's not even an AU. They're warping the reality of that world
that's
and stuff
problem.
Like that. And it's just
it's not an AU is the problem. A Marvel AU where the Germans won the Second World War, please.
Yeah.
That would be fucking sweet.
If they had an AU.
You don't get to... No.
You can't, like, mess with that universe as
you're
well.
You're done. Nick, you're done.
So...
It wasn't even like... wasn't even like they creating an AU. It was just them warping.
Warped it, which isn't how the Cosmic Cube works. It's... supposedly, Marvel is going back to canon, eventually. And I don't know if this is going leading into it. Bruce Banner's coming back.
How?
Iron Man's coming out of his coma. Thor's got his hammer, finally. Which is another story I won't get into. Captain America is supposed to come back as normal. I don't know what they're doing with Spider-Man yet.
As normal? What is that now, considering how they warped the reality because of the cosmic cube?
Yeah. So let me get this straight.
Oh,
the
God.
Allies, okay.
The Allies lost.
Yeah.
Did the Allies lose, or did the Axis win?
The Axis won.
Okay. So the Axis won, but they used the cosmic cube to make everybody perceive reality as if the Allies had won.
No, they rewrote reality where the Allies ended
up
winning.
So the Allies won, then?
Yes.
That, fuck, that.
See, it's kind of like a brain twitch, because you're like, really?
Yes. That annoying high-pitched twinge you have in your forehead is the cosmic cube fucking with you.
That's like, I'm literally going to pop a freaking blood vessel in my brain right now, because it's just like, it's so frustrating to freaking read, because I'm just like, I don't know. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I honestly don't think Nick Spencer knows how to write himself out of what he did.
No.
Yeah, and like, Marvel's not helping him.
Now I just have to own it.
Yeah.
Right? Well. He could have just been like, hey, just kidding. It's just an AU, guys.
That's right. I put nipples on the bat suit and, oh, no, I wrecked Captain America. Just as good.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
I read an art, like, reading the article just gave me, like, I literally was about to pop a blood vessel in my brain. I just could not.
Well, to go along with that story, they're making Magneto even more further into the German side. They're saying he's even more Hydra and Nazi.
Now
you're crossing a line.
Yes.
Now I have to fucking eat my words, because I defended that.
You did.
I was like, Hydra does not equal Nazi. But now if he's going to make him a full-blown Nazi, well then, fuck you, Nick. I tried to defend you, but here you go. Just not even helping yourself out.
We'll
just
see.
Paint yourself into that fucking corner. Why don't you?
I mean, and he's a writer. He couldn't think of something better?
I'm trying to find the article right now.
To do this.
Yeah. I was so annoyed.
A clone, an alternate reality, something.
Again, Marvel AU, where the Germans won the war.
Yes.
That would be fucking sweet.
That would be really cool.
See, that would be interesting.
Sweet. Because, again, AU.
I would read that because it is an alternate universe. But,
yes.
Like, the fact that they're like, we're warping it. It's like,
no, this is canon. Like, that's what's fucking
just
with everybody.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop it.
Deep breath. Put the pencil down.
I just.
And walk away.
Like, what was it? It was, okay, so it says, with the Steve Rogers thing, past has been manipulated by the reality warping power of the cosmic cube. History has been changed so that Steve was indoctrinated into Hydra as a young child and grew up in the ranks. In this new version of history, he was set on the path to become Captain America so that Hydra could have the ultimate spy among the Allies. And even after the Allies won World War II, he remained a deep cover Hydra operative. But it's like, it's
so deep
really
he forgot himself.
Yeah.
It's, like, really frustrating, because it's, like, it says that Secret Empire's number 0 reveals that he was simply returning to his true base state as a Hydra agent. The issue brings in Isaac Newton and... I can't read words, so I'm going to skip it. And as they appear in Jonathan Hickman and Dustin Weaver's S.H.I.E.L.D. series, and has then essentially freeze Captain America's fascist self in time, waiting to be awakened in the future by the power of the cosmic cube. It's like everything's warping around the cosmic cube, and you're complaining that it does not work this way. I'm complaining about this because it's like, it's
unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
And you know who's probably pissed off more than anybody right now?
His creators.
Brubaker. No, the creators. Oh. Stan Lee probably.
Well, the artist. I know.
Stan Lee's probably laughing his ass
oh,
off.
Oh, you know he is.
Yeah.
He's
he
just
doesn't
like,
give a shit anymore.
You guys
no.
screwed
he
this up.
He didn't give a shit 20
Excelsior,
years ago.
You guys screwed this up. And he's going to go make another appearance. the problem, Brubaker went to such lengths to make Captain America cool again. And did so much, created the Winter Soldier, his whole run on Captain America, and the death of Captain America. It's the second Captain America movie, is all Brubaker's stuff. And, I mean, he set it all up. It was perfect. It was a perfect story. And then you
Nick
got Spencer in there.
Like,
it just takes a wrecking ball to it.
It was just like, lol, what if we didn't?
Yeah.
It's just so frustrating to read, because I'm like, this is like... It's hurting my brain. It makes me not want to read it.
No, I don't.
It's just like your the warping of that reality is just it makes
it's
me want to.
Much. It seems like it's
too
very
much.
Forced.
We screwed it with time travel. And then we screwed it with multiple realities on one planet. And now we're just going to warp the whole thing into a giant croissant of shit.
I'd rather give them
croissant of shit.
As Dylan said,
it's like melting pot.
Rather
shit.
Have them have an AU. Mm-hmm. I think it would be interesting.
Agreed.
Making Captain America a Hydra agent is being edgy for the sake of being edgy.
Yeah.
It's a shock value. They don't know what to do. They
exactly.
don't know what to do.
What right do up. Now? They go.
Like, I don't know. Maybe
well,
use one of your other millions of characters.
Yeah. In the vein of not knowing what
Resurrect
to do.
Resurrect another character.
We'll move on.
Sorry,
the
non.
Rant. The rent was hard.
Yeah, the rent. In the vein of not knowing what to do, if you're still looking for a classic NES edition, Best Buy might be your only shot, as now it's been announced that there's going to be a SNES Classic Edition, and the regular Classic is going away. I don't like this. I don't have one yet.
I will freaking fight you, Nintendo.
Fight.
I'll fight you.
Fight Nintendo.
Fight you till the death.
Until the very end. Suck it. I guess there is the opportunity to still get it. I think they're still going to do one big push because they probably created a shit ton of these. But on the heels of it, they're like, hey, we can do SNES games now, and we'll do a classic version of that.
Ugh. Nintendo, please.
Nintendo,
please.
Just stop.
Stop.
Well, I know the prices on eBay. The prices on eBay dropped on the classic when they started coming back around. I think people just stopped caring.
Okay, sorry,
it's like
done.
The whole,
yeah.
Let me all saw.
I have that whole video in my head now.
Oh.
Love you, son.
It's love you, son.
But the freaking faces are popping.
Yeah. You guys can't see these two over here. It's freaking hilarious.
The freaking faces that they make when they're like, love you, oh, fuck. It's like stuck in my head now, and
like,
I can't.
It's like
I can't.
The ugliest face you could probably ever imagine. But
that
a little temptation shit. Of like seducement. just a smidge. That's
just the
it.
Edge.
Leviosa.
Just the tip.
Do you think if I use Accio Bum that someone's
oh god.
No, I'm not going
okay.
I'm not going to step over that.
Back.
So the SNES.
Yes, the NES. They're going
to
do a classic edition. I'm going to try and get that one, but I don't even know what the games are available for. I want the NES classic. I want Zelda. I want Metroid. I want
Pac-Man and Mario.
Pac-Man. Super Mario Brothers, yeah.
Metroid
for sure. I was a huge Samus fan.
Yeah.
Then I found out she was a chick.
She's hot.
She is. I was trying to beat the game so many times just to get her in the bikini.
Little dude.
An 8-bit bikini. That's how, yeah, I'm like,
oh. See, that's more desperate than the Lara Croft thing. When she had the triangle.
Just triangle.
The triangle, yeah. She had the Triforce for
like
titties.
Madonna
yeah, it was great.
Just cone boobs.
Just cone boobs. The win.
Zelda's gonna come questing for those.
You mean Link?
God. We're done.
Link, yes.
You just called. Did you just call Zelda?
I did.
Link? Oh,
I did call Zelda.
The fanboys
Link.
Are going to
I
be
know.
After
they're like,
you.
Ah, Ghost Rider.
They're like,
I'm gonna.
His
set,
name
I'm gonna
is
have to
Link.
Set up like some cameras around your house so you can just like be punching people around your house now too.
Oh
when
my
they
god.
Come visit you.
Great.
Yeah.
All the
securities.
All the fans.
Security
all the fans are just gonna be like. His name is Link.
Smurf,
it's not Zelda.
You're going to die. I'm going to get you.
I'm not going to take your lunch money.
If you've got one of these classic NESs and you don't want it anymore, call me.
Well, you can call Smurf.
Call Smurf. Call me. Finally, Overwatch is planning on more maps to play on.
Finally.
No shit.
A year fucking later.
I mean, they did really... They added more maps. But it's more of like different sections of the same map.
Exactly.
Like
expanses.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, they've had maps for the special events through the season.
There are three maps on Li Zhong Tower.
That's, well, technically four because of the
That's not better, Tao. That's my point.
But a map's a map, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Because they expanded the Li Zhong Tower as well.
You haven't played for a while. You've been on hiatus.
It was like the
I was
Outer
playing
Rim
Mass Effect
DLC for Battlefront. It's like the Outer Rim DLC was the worst DLC because all it did was just give us more Tatooine. And I'm sorry, but I'm sick of fucking desert planets in Star Wars. Get over it.
We don't
care. It's
not
cool.
No.
It's literally... The reason Tatooine worked in A New Hope is because it was so uncool that it was cool.
Oh, jeez.
It was so retro, it was anti-retro.
Exactly. But then, you know, they gave us the Death Star DLC, and they gave us Scarif and stuff like that, and that was good. Bespin, that's a new map. A different section of Lijiang Tower it's a new area, but it's not a different map.
We're getting three, four. Yeah. Oasis, I guess, is kind of fun, because you get to get into a car.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't. You get hit by the car, you insta-die.
Well, can't you, like, blow it up and get into it or something?
No.
No?
Sombra was messing around with you throwing your teleporter,
Mortal Kombat,
so then you couldn't get hit.
Damn it.
Yeah, no, if you get hit by the car, you dead. You dead AF.
Reels.
Four reels.
You are 6 feet under. Like, you dead.
Does it launch you? Is it kind of like Grand Theft Auto-ish, where you get hit and you go flying?
I watched Winston fly. It was hilarious.
Nice.
When monkeys can fly.
When monkeys fly.
But the video that you linked was like, I did that on Gibraltar, but you can't do that anymore because it patched it and makes it sad.
Oh, that sucks.
There's a crevice where like it's like in between the rock wall and like that room where Winston has like, you know, his like little blackboard and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's like a little crevice that you could throw your like
wish me luck.
Sombra, like the teleporter and stuff like that into the wall, and you keep you keep doing that until you can get through, and then once you get to the top, you can actually change character because you're still in the spawn room, and then you could just fly around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty fun to me break the maps. Of course, you know, Blizzard's going to find ways
to fix it.
Yeah, and then they're going to ruin your fun because, I mean, I used to climb on top like of the rocket on the very last point of Gibraltar, and I would just like sit there and just chill. Now I can't get up there. Guess you can't freaking get up there.
Took it away from you.
Holy crap.
Yeah. What are you two watching?
Not fun at all.
How big is the fucking skybox in Overwatch? Holy shit.
Pretty freaking huge.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun, though. It's like, yoink, I switch.
Yoink.
Well, because this.
I usually go from Sombra to either Pharah or Sombra to Genji, because you just keep slashing your way up. So. I like to break maps sometimes.
Yeah, that's what the Sombra's doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You gotta
just
find the
over
right
everything.
Points.
It's the only thing that Sombra's good for. Whoops.
And she's dead.
I fucking hate Sombra. I hate Sombra so much.
Why?
Why?
Because she's useless?
Yes.
Yes.
She's fucking garbage. Trash.
Okay, so what...
Trash.
What
and
is...
And her fucking drug lord Uzi just drives me crazy.
That thing is, like, insane as far as how much it can put out.
Exactly. It's retarded. Like, 60 rounds and a submachine gun?
Yeah.
No. No.
So what is the better character to play?
Literally any other flanker. Literally any other flanker. Fucking a decent Genji. I would rather have an okay Genji than a really good Sombra.
It's not that hard to play
really
Genji.
I would really have an okay Tracer than a really good Sombra.
My friend, too, is just going to kick me in the ass.
Yeah.
He's top 500.
You're going to pay for that one.
He's top 500 and he is a Genji main.
Oh. And the dragon. Screw
okay,
that.
It was actually kind of funny because my manager's daughter got in trouble at school. And so the teacher was going to call him. And one of our friends was like, "What did your daughter do? Call him a Hanzo main?"
Oh. Damn.
I fucking died. I was just like, if only
Hanzo's
she knew.
Another character that's fucking garbage.
Oh, no, he's
I
a
don't
better...
know, the Clint Eastwood one. It's high noon. Screw that
high
guy.
Noon.
McCree? Eastwood one?
McCree? Dude, he looks like the man with no name, okay? He looks right out of...
A good, well, technically, I think because, like, before Widow got buffed, Hanzo was a lot better.
So you gotta ask yourself, did he fire five shots or six?
Stop giving me that look. Stop.
It's Clint Eastwood.
I've done nothing
fistful,
wrong.
Fistful of bullets. No, dollars. Sorry.
Bullets?
Nah. Fistful of bullets.
My hands are really small. It's not going to fit a lot of bullets.
It's a bullet in my hand.
I could fit maybe five.
You cannot.
Just need so one.
From a 22, sure.
Yes. I'm just kidding.
All right. So this weekend at Starfest, I did a polling of everyone that I interviewed.
A polling?
A polling. Not a pulling, a polling.
I was thinking of, like, pulling their yeah. arms. Like, hey, you're going to interview. I'm going to interview you.
Pull, not yes. pole.
You mean a thing that Dana doesn't have today?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So this was the question that I put to everyone, and now I'm going to ask the three of you.
Oh, God.
As far as who plays...
42. Oh.
Who is... Nice reference. Oh, God. I was wearing my Hitchhiker's t-shirt this weekend. The best villain, or who portrays the best villain. The three choices are Tim Curry, Alan Rickman, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
And why?
Christopher Walken has a very unique demeanor to him. Like, Tim Curry's a good monster.
See, now, when we were asking the question, Tim Curry came up a lot just because of Pennywise and all of that.
Also Palpatine in the Clone Wars after Palpatine's voice actor died.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good... Tim Curry's a very good goofy villain, but Walken is a very believable villain.
Well, someone told me that Walken isn't even a villain, and I said, bullshit. He plugs Dennis Hopper in the head in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Or in
a
True Romance. Or in
yeah,
True Romance.
True Romance, yeah.
I think that's a villain.
Hands up, Nazi. You're the one with the gun. You're the Nazi. That doesn't make sense. I don't care.
I got the gun. Seven
it's
psychopaths.
Like a
eight psychopaths.
Mental thing, especially yeah. for Christopher Walken. He's very
I think
mental.
So. I want to be
very
just
intimidating.
Very,
mental.
Yes.
Is it all really bad mental. That every time I think Christopher Walken, I keep thinking of Mouse Hunt? When he was like the exterminator.
Oh wow, that's going hey, deep.
Yeah, that's going really like that's I know, really but it's going like deep. I sometimes keep seeing him as that role, and just I was a child, okay, I was a small child.
Small child. So who would you pick then?
Give me like.
All right.
I need to think about this.
Tara's all like.
I think I already know what I'm going to say.
I think I know who you're going to say, but you have to say it.
Of course, because
I'm Tim
Curry trash. Of course. Because you're Tim Curry
of
trash.
Course. What does of course mean?
Of course means that he's proven to me that he's capable of doing anything to be anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
Tim Curry is a very Johnny Depp-esque actor.
You think?
Method actor.
No. I mean as in, like, can do just about anything.
Tim Curry, I mean, let's face it. No one... We've already seen that... He's the only one that can play Frankenfurter. I think we're going to see that he's going to be the best Pennywise. Obviously. I mean, okay, granted, the creep factor is probably going to be a lot scarier in the new movie, but as far as the character itself...
And then Hotel Server for Home Alone. He proved to me that he was very much a villain at that moment of time.
But still, his best role, in my opinion, Clue. By far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree completely.
The red herring is... I was just like, yeah. Oh... So good.
So good. Also, the wild thornberries.
Hell, I'm going to go for Charlie's Angels because that made that movie for me. I mean.
Frick, now I can't like unsee him from that. Now I can't look at him in a villain role.
I know.
Damn it.
Okay, no. I changed my answer to Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz?
Oh, God.
He is.
Christoph Waltz is probably my favorite actor that's still alive.
Is it bad that I want to see Alan Rickman?
No, there's nothing wrong. I mean, Alan Rickman, okay, granted maybe a lot of his roles are not villain-esque.
Well, for me, it's just like that very cold demeanor that he has, like, is really, like, it's scary. It's like very, like, it kind of gives me a bit of a chill. But, like, I mean, like, I did like him in Sweeney Todd.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I just,
but
Snape.
But see, Snape.
But Snape was more like, he was kind of anti-hero.
He's
no,
anti-hero.
No, I was making sure I knew who Alan Rickman was.
Yeah, yes. No. Yeah. He's
right.
Snape.
You're on spot. Like, you're on point. The thing with that, though, when he comes Alan at the Rickman. End, he ends up becoming more, I mean, he redeems himself. I mean, you think
he's
one character. Yes.
Very.
And you're like, okay, well, I'm actually on Snape's side by the end. You're like, oh, shit. I was totally wrong. But I think that's the way the story is tooled to go. But in Die Hard, if him and his brother from the third movie, Jeremy Irons, if those two got together, they'd fuck some shit up. Throw the whole world into chaos.
He just has like a very cold look to him. I think that's like what I liked about it. Whenever he was playing like someone like Snape or like someone like what was the freaking character you played in Sweeney Todd? Governor?
The mayor?
The mayor?
The mayor? Yeah, it was just like he just has like very like stone cold kind of like he's not like very friendly.
He's very dry.
He's
and
very dry.
Just
yeah.
Boom.
Soulless.
Yeah. Very. But he's very genuine in public. He was very genuine in public. He's a very good guy. He was.
Oh yeah.
I like to call him very aged, like very vampire esque. Of like, I've seen soul. Some shit. You can't phase me, type of stuff.
Yeah,
because
his
him
role
being
in Dogma,
vampire.
Easily.
Is oh yeah, his role in Dogma, where he's
like
Metatron.
Everything is very just like, nope.
This is how it is.
Yeah.
Kay. I also feel like he'd be that mentor that would slap you in the face if you got things wrong.
Yeah.
You could just see him just, I got a fresh one for you, you know, just totally go walking on your ass.
Well, it's kind of like, hey, is this it? Wrong.
I like to see, I mean, unfortunately we'll never see it, but I'd love to have seen the three of them together in a buddy movie. Oh, that would have been, oh my God. That would have been perfect. That would have made me happy. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Wait, celebrity milk carton. Her and I were talking about it.
Oh, we got a celebrity milk carton, ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh.
Whatever happened to him?
Has he dropped off? I mean, we haven't seen him since Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
How long ago
was that?
That was a couple years ago.
That's a couple years ago. Now, Steve Buscemi, if you're not aware, I think one of his best roles is in Armageddon when he's sitting on top of the missile. Woo, I got a front row seat. He's just suffering from dementia and goes absolutely bug nuts. You know, what has happened to Steve Buscemi?
It's funny because I liked him in Spy Kids.
I think he's amazing. He's an incredible actor.
Because one of the lines that was kind of like really deep was like, do you think God fears what he has created? And I was just like, this is a freaking kids movie, man. I don't need to go into an existential crisis because of you.
What's Steve Buscemi's best movie for you?
The first time I ever saw him was in The Wedding Singer as
the drunk guy.
I was like, if I were to be drunk, I'd be that guy when I was like 9. Like, yes. Planned and ready.
Oh.
But now we saw him in The Big Lebowski and we watched it the other day as Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
And he dies in that movie, too. And it's just like, oh, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. But still, The Wedding Singer is my favorite just because he's just that perfect stereotype of that drunk, troubled child that cries during weddings. It's perfect.
Armageddon for me.
I think you guys brought me in here. I had a ringside seat out there. Ah! Just going crazy. Tao.
What?
I don't. I think she's still in timeout over there. I'm not
sure. I was like, didn't I just say Spy Kids?
Is it Spy Kids? That's your final answer is Spy Kids?
Okay.
All of the films that Steve Buscemi has done?
Sure that was that? The first one that I've ever seen him in.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
God, why are you giving me shit?
Are you sure? Because it's Spotlight on Town Night.
Yep.
you know there you what? Go. If you've seen Steve Buscemi, please tell him we're looking for him. What?
What?
I thought you were going to say something, and again, you just stopped.
And just
I was like, stop
nothing.
Giving me shit.
Holy damn it. So again, Steve Buscemi, if you're out there, please let us know that you're okay. Find an adult.
Find an adult.
And let us know you're fine. Because in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.